Welcome to Cheese, Wine, and Christmas, the magical podcast that will help you navigate the crowded world of sentimental holiday specials. Join hosts Brendan Bowes and Deirdre McCarthy as they discuss, critique, and lay bare your favorite Christmas movie tropes. So spike that eggnog and get ready for today's Cheese, Wine, and Christmas.
Okay, so we are getting near the end now, right?
Yes, we are.
Some might say we're scraping the barrel when it comes to Christmas specials.
I mean, we've been all over the place in this journey we've done. We've seen some of the cream of the crop and the mm-hmm. bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, this one is closer to the bottom.
Yes, it is.
And it is called
Christmas with a View.
Because we all need Christmas with a View, right?
Yep.
So I think Brendan picked this because he saw that Vivica. What's her name?
Vivica A. Fox
was in it, and apparently he had a crush on her back in the day. So I think that was what led us to this one. But anyway, we open with her. Her name is Lydia in the movie, and she is with our lead, who is Clara, and they are making gingerbread.
Correct.
Because for some reason, Lydia, the mom, Vivica, is a gingerbread expert. I didn't even realize there could be such a thing.
I mean, she's a super baker when it comes to gingerbread, and a very popular magazine wanted to do a spread of her well-known gingerbread house.
Yeah, weird. Weird little niche thing. But anyway, that's what she does. And Clara's helping her, but then she gets called into work, which she apparently always gets called into. And is very overworked and taken advantage of, blah, 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 trope. And off she goes to work, where she's the manager of a restaurant.
Correct. And she's told that things are really busy at the moment and they really need her. And then it cuts mm-hmm. to the restaurant and everyone's watching TV.
Right. It's so busy. They're all watching TV, but they're watching a show which is based off of all of the celebrity chef.
Right.
Competition shows that we have. So it's down to three final contestants and they're announcing the winner. And he's like the top chef in the whole country, bloody, bloody, blobbity, blob.
And apparently it's inferred that during the show, the chef who wins is this bad boy, quote unquote, bad boy with a personality.
Yeah. Single dude who's like all about the ladies.
Yep.
And his name is Shane, and he wins. And everybody in the restaurant's like, woohoo, Shane. But Clara's like, get back to work.
Because she's like, whatever. Who cares about this guy?
Get back to work. Blah, blah, blah. But she gives him a little sideways glance on the TV, and we see that she thinks he's handsome.
Yep.
So, okay, so that's happening. And during the course of the conversations with her mom, we learn a couple of things. We learn, one, that she had a failed restaurant in another city. Mm-hmm. And that's why she's a manager now and not running her own restaurant and, you know, reeling from the loss a little bit. We find out that she's painfully single. Why in all of these movies, the mothers are so worried that their daughters don't have somebody like that's the only thing. And she's, of course, got a sister who's married and has a baby and is doing everything right. And she just can't find herself a man, much to the dismay of her mom.
Right.
Of course, the dad is dead. The dad is dead because there's always a dead parent.
Yep. So, yeah, I mean, Lydia, you know, otherwise it really loves her kid, but for whatever reason, just hammers the point home that she's single.
Yeah, she's single. So she abandons her mom making gingerbread. She's at the restaurant. They've just found out that Shane is the winner. We are introduced to her best friend, Bonnie. Bonnie's a naughty little troublemaker, but fun and loves, you know, Clara. By the way, Clara's wearing a necklace that says Clara for most of the movie. We don't be like, she needs help remembering her own. I don't understand that at all. The other person we meet is Hugh, and Hugh is her very handsome, but kind of smarmy, a little slippery around the edges. Boss. We also
meet the owner of the restaurant, something like that. So the restaurant's part of a ski resort that should be known.
Yes, it's part of a big ski resort. So we think it's hilarious that the movie is called With a View, right? Like that's a big part of it. It is clear throughout the movie that any of the beautiful views are green screen. Like they are the worst done green screen I've ever seen. So yep. all of the views are as fake as they are beautiful, but super fake.
And the cut-ins of people skiing are B-roll.
Stock. That they're definitely stock footage from.
They bought it from a third party. It's the same same view of two people skiing down a hill all the time,
over and over and over again. Right. So, there's another hotel also with a restaurant. So
a smaller B&B type of
thing. Yeah, there's two resorts. It's like the B&B. And we do learn throughout that Clara is good friends with the couple that runs it and owns it.
Jackie and Frank Haven.
And Frank Haven. She's good friends with them. They were like second parents to her. Really, really good to her. So super relationship with them. So that's all sort of like the basic stuff that we find out. Well,
but the real bomb is Hugh announces that they've signed they've contracted a new chef to come in for about 6 months and
for the busy season.
And if you couldn't guess, that chef happens to be Shane Rourke, the winner of the competition.
Yes. So bloody, bloody, bloody. We get to know Shane. He's brooding and handsome. And he spends a lot of time looking at a picture of a couple hanging an ornament on a tree. So it's some sort of weird side story that you don't know what's happening, but you know he's sad about it. And there's something important about it. We made all kinds of guesses. Like, is that him and his wife? Is that what is that? Well, we don't know.
Right. And so it turns out Shane, as the head chef, is actually a plater.
Yeah. Well, we laughed because they don't show him cooking a single thing. They show him plating everything beautifully. We're like, I could do that. I could be
right. He garnishes the plate, puts the sauce on, and then puts it to the side for the waiter to pick it up.
Yeah.
Right.
He's famous for that. So as I'm sure you guessed, Shane is falling for Clara, and there's, you know, some stuff happening there. And Bonnie really wants Clara to be happy because Bonnie is very happy with her man, who happens to be named Clive, because the people making this movie were cracking themselves up over Bonnie and Clive, thinking
they actually wrote the line in, "We are Bonnie and Clive." Get it? It's like Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah, in case we didn't get it. They also mention an excessive amount of times that Clive is a city planner. It's maybe one of the favorite scenes. Is Bonnie says city planner 100 times. You know, I wasn't sure if I wanted to date a city planner because city planners are normally boring, but this city planner is not boring. And I love him, even though he's a city planner.
Yep. No, if there's been a favorite character of mine throughout anything we've watched, it's Clive.
Clive, right. So Clive is indeed boring, according to most of the shots we see of him. But he is a city planner, so we know that's going to come into play, right?
Yep.
So things that are happening behind the scenes. Shane is becoming friends with the couple that owns the B&B, Frank and Janice. Yeah, Frank.
Jackie.
And Jackie. Oh, Jackie. Frank and Jackie. And they he has breakfast there every day and he's becoming good friends with them.
Yep.
So as Clara and he become more coupley, she joins him for breakfast there every day. So one big happy family. But she's working on a secret deal that Shane doesn't know about. Her and her boss are going to buy this second place because that couple is really looking to get out of the business. They want to like help, but they don't want to own it anymore. So So there's a deal. Hugh and Clara are working on it. Clara's super excited about it because as far as she knows, they're going to turn it into its former glory and keep it as a resort and restaurant. And, you know, the other couple, Jackie and Frank, are going to stay on working there and Clara will be in charge. It'll be great.
Yeah, it's a happy ending for Clara.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So she finally confides this to Shane. She's so excited. And Shane is like, ew, I wouldn't trust Hugh. He's kind of a scumbag. Yep. And Clara's like, what? You're not happy for me. Fuck you. And then
yep, that, the indiscriminate fight for no reason.
Yeah, the fight for no reason. So they're very angry with each other and off they go. But Clara, who's on call pretty much all the time for her very handsome boss, who's sort of hitting on her by giving her a necklace for Christmas and telling her, hey, move this deal along because I want to get it done. And if you move it along, I'll give you an even better job in New York. And she's like, hell yeah. Yep. So he asks her to pick up some paperwork at his office on Christmas Eve of all things, because he's a douche.
Yep. And meanwhile, Clara, I guess to make sure we're all in the same spot. Clara is Christmas Eve. Clara's with her mom and her sister, and she gets really upset.
They're having a lovely, wonderful Christmas Eve dinner, and everybody's happy and their lives are going well. And somehow that pisses Clara off. So she runs off to have a drink with Bonnie.
Yes. So again, Bonnie is with her beau Clive. And basically says, yeah, I can go. I just have to ask Clive. And they're all lovey-dovey. And Clive's like, yeah, go ahead.
Clive's a good guy. We like Clive.
So, yes, we do.
They're having drinks when she gets the call from her boss.
Yep.
Saying, you got to pick this envelope up, right?
Yep.
So I don't know why, but Bonnie and Clara are too drunk to drive, even though we don't really see them drink very much. Correct. And so Clive comes to pick them up.
Yep. Bonnie says, well, we could get Clive to do what we want.
Right. So Clive comes and picks them up, drives them over to the office. And while she's getting the actual envelope for no reason whatsoever, drunk Bonnie decides she wants to break into this
file cabinet
and pulls out another envelope, which turns out to be the plans for the condos and parking lots that he was really going to turn that resort into. So he's been lying to Clara all along.
Yes. To string Clara along to, because of her relationship with the Havens, she could convince them to
friends with them. He knows that she can close the deal. So he's correct. Using her. Correct. So it turns out Shane was right all along. So Clara goes storming off to his house the next morning. Well, first she drinks a ton. And,
No, because then they go
I forgot this.
The big reason why we have Clive.
We had to know Clive was the city planner.
So Bonnie finds the plans and Clara's like, this can't be right. And then the light bulb goes off and go, Clive, you're a city planner, right? We can go to your office and confirm that these plans have been submitted for city approval. And Clive's right. I guess so.
It's like, oh no, we're going to get in trouble, but okay. Right. So Bonnie and Clive go on this adventure with Clara and they find out, yes, indeed he's been lying. So she shows up Christmas morning at his door, tells him what's what, furious with him. And he's furious with her because apparently the Havens have already canceled the deal. Because they're hanging out with Shane and Shane has talked them into it. He has talked them into canceling it. And the reason why he's so close with them is because they somehow discover weird side story. The picture he's been carrying is his dead parents hanging an ornament in some resort years ago on the only vacation they ever took. And in the wake of their death, he was trying to find that place. And it turns out it's the Havens place. They still have the ornament and he can hang it himself. I'm not even going to go into more detail about that story because it's fucking nonsense.
Yep,
and
it's ridiculous. It doesn't even
matter at all. It's a weird, nothing side story that is invented so that he can decide he wants Clara by his side as he hangs this stupid, ugly bell ornament.
Right. It's literally pulled out of thin air. There's no...
Yeah, so don't even bother with that side story because it doesn't matter.
No.
So, so Clara gets fired and tells her boss off and is storming off in the snow because nobody ever, you know, has cars that work and her car doesn't start because we established there was an alternator problem earlier.
Yep.
Just for this moment. And who comes along to give her a ride but Shane? Because, of course, he's driving by. So. Yep. Everything in that whole last like 10 minutes I was literally sitting there going, bullshit, 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 fuck that shit. Pretty much the whole, that whole section.
Right. Shay's expository reasoning for ending up at her car at Hugh's driveway is so bizarrely explained that it's stalkerish.
Yes, it's just wrong and bad. So anyway, Shane and Clara go back to the Havens place where they hang the bell together for no other reason except to try to create a romantic moment. And he then tells her his Christmas gift to her, even though they were not speaking just like an hour ago.
Right. And they've known each other for 4 days at this point.
I don't know. I'm not even sure. Maybe a month. Maybe a month. I don't know. So basically, his Christmas gift is that the Havens are going to sell their place to her and he's going to invest so that she can afford it. And she's going to run the restaurant and he's going to be the head chef if she wants him to. And she's like, hell yeah, let's do this together. And then there's a kiss while the Havens look on and like clap. And
but Clara only got Shane a scarf.
Yes, Clara only got so little mismatched. And then we're back at her house where her and Shane are snugly and holding her niece or nephew or whatever. And the, I don't know, it's one big happy family, yada, yada, yada. I don't even remember again how it ended. Is that how it ended?
I think so. So the one thing we forgot to mention, rewinding a little bit, is when when Bonnie and Clara met for drinks on Christmas Eve, Bonnie revealed that she's engaged, that Clive proposed.
Right.
And there was Bonnie was kind of hiding the fact because she didn't want to like pour gas on the fire.
But again, that story meant nothing.
Right. But my favorite payoff is that at the end, they show Clive without his shirt on, and he's just this massively jacked dude that you wouldn't have.
He goes from boring city planner to like he's jacked and handsome, and it's very strange. It's a weird. Again, this is like most of these Christmas specials are like somebody woke up with 12 different ideas that they tried to fit in one movie and slap a Christmas bow on it. It's
right. No, no one was there to vet the writing because
nobody was there to vet. Yeah.
They wanted to we talked about Shane being considered like a bachelor and they had these two women, both named Janice, that were always fawning over him. And that was one of the wedges in Clara falling for Shane.
She saw him having breakfast with the two of them. And that was like a big, it was nonsense. It's not, right. Let's not even explain any more details. Cause it
doesn't I wanted to mention the Janices because one of them is professional wrestler Angelina Love. Just that.
All right. And that's the only reason why it's worthy to
right. That's why I mentioned it. So
I'm going to give
it.
This a one.
One I'm sounds it a one. One sound. Well, I'll give it a 0.5. A 0.5 out of 10.
The views being the fact that the actual title includes a view and the views were all real bad green screens to me. Like,
I mean, and the 0.5 is all Clive.
I was just going to say my one is all Bonnie and Clive. Like it's not, it's for nothing else other than that. Okay. So on this one, I'm going to go drown myself in the punch bowl.
I am going to find a bottle of gin and finish it off.
Perfect. Cheers.
Rock and roll.